This is KBOX Heart of the Arts podcast. I'm Greg Kostraba. The Musica Nova Orchestra continues its season Saturday evening, January 25th at 6 p.m. in the Musical Instrument Museum with a program called Resistance and Unity, Women Rise. Guest cellist Rhonda Ryder is featured in works by Rena Esmail and Victoria Yagling to begin the program, and she's on the phone from Massachusetts, where she teaches at Boston University and the Boston Conservatory at Berkeley. Welcome.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here with us. Before we talk about the works you'll be performing on this concert here in Phoenix, can you tell us a bit about your interest in new music? You've not only performed, but also commissioned and recorded works by living composers for more than three decades.
Yes, I think, you know, I've been playing new music since I was a student. I had lots of friends who were composers, and they were always asking me to play their pieces. And so it just became something very natural that I was always doing. And it's fascinating to be able to actually work with a composer. You know, when we play pieces by Beethoven, we hope we know what Beethoven intended, and we have to be good detectives when we're looking at the score. But when you're working with a living composer, not only do you have to be a good detective, but you can actually take it to them and say, is this the sound you wanted? Is this the sound world you had in mind? It's fascinating.
And very, I would think, fun for a musician to be able to have that interaction with a composer.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I think some of the most fun I've had is when a composer has tried to write something that actually doesn't work on the cello. And then we talk about, well, what's the sound you have in mind? And then we can try all sorts of different things to come up with the actual sound the person's hearing. It's very creative.
Do you find that composers are excited to have those kind of conversations, or are some of them go, this is the way I wrote it, this is the way you'll play it?
Usually composers are very open to things. I mean, the idea is that you want their piece to sound the best it possibly can. And so, you know, they're usually very, very collaborative about it. Now, some people know the instrument better than others. And so some people you'll find have written a piece that plays very beautifully, lies very beautifully. In fact, that's the case with both of our pieces on this program with Musica Nova, that they just lie very well on the instrument. And then you don't have a lot to talk about. You can talk about the pacing and make sure that the colors are correct. But usually if a composer doesn't know the instrument, they're very open to learning how to write for it better.
And in terms of new music and pieces you've been playing, you've been had a couple of residencies here in Arizona over the past where you've brought some new music to the Grand Canyon State.
Yes, those residencies have been fantastic. You know, all of our national parks have artist residencies of one kind or another. And when I first saw this announcement for Grand Canyon having an artist in residence program, I thought, well, they probably want painters, you know, or novelists. But I called up the ranger who was in charge of it and said, here's my idea. I want to ask a bunch of composers to write pieces inspired by some aspect of the park, and then I'll premiere them and record them. And she said, well, the last person they had in residence was called the Cowboy Crooner and did something quite different from what I was asking her about. But she said, go ahead, try to, you know, apply, see what happens. And so it worked out beautifully, and Petrified Forest as well. We have a whole bunch of solo cello pieces now that are just inspired by some aspect of both of these beautiful, beautiful places.
That's absolutely fantastic. Now, you're going to be in Phoenix with Musica Nova, as we've been talking about. And let's talk about the first piece that you'll be playing by Indian-American composer Rena Esmail. It's called Zeher, which is Hindi for poison. Sounds like a story that could be very profound and could be very angry. It could be a lot of things. What is she thinking about in this piece?
Well, it's fascinating. She wrote the piece when she was suffering from a terrible case of strep throat. It was so bad that she couldn't speak. She could barely even breathe at times. And so she was inspired by that to write this piece, which contains two Indian rags. One is Thodi, which is, she says, it sounds dark to our Western ears. And it's like, and then this is a quote from her, says, reaching into a void beyond what can be seen or understood. And that is played in the cello. And then Vimpalas is the other rag, which is played in the violins. and it's a little bit more centered and stable, still melancholy, but a little bit more comforting. And at the end of the piece, you find that this cello part, which has been really trying to heal itself, is then washed over by the violin part. And it's very lulling and very moving at the end of the piece. One thing that is fascinating, of course, she had no way of knowing this, but the piece was written first as a string quartet for Brooklyn Rider, and their album was released in March of 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Which adds a bit of poignancy to the whole thing, doesn't it?
It really does.
For those who aren't necessarily terribly familiar with ragas, tell us what that means for you as a cellist, since you are playing the rag in this music.
It's a big stretch. Rina Esmail writes Indian, she's Indian American, and she's writing Indian or Hindustani inspired music. And so rags are basically, for us, they're scales. They would seem like they're scales. Hindustani music is incredibly complex. And so this is really Western music inspired by Hindustani scales and also different sounds, different ways of playing the instrument, which is it's a big stretch. I've done a lot of listening and trying to really come up with the right sound world for it. It's so much fun.
Do you have to play microtones in this, meaning the notes kind of between the notes of the Western scale?
I'm actually not playing microtones, but I'm doing a lot of sliding and ornamenting of pitches. So it's not quite as difficult as playing microtones.
So you're sliding from one to the other, and sometimes maybe you'd kind of put a little emphasis in the spot between the notes?
Yes, and there are things that we would think of as trills or turns on some of the notes. And they're played in a very specific way. And they're often not as pronounced as, like, if we were playing Bach and we played a trill, we would bring it out. But in this music, you actually suppress it. So it's there, but it's just not in the foreground.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. Sounds like an exciting piece for you. Is this the first time you've played it?
This is the first time I've played it. I'm thrilled. And this is the first time, I believe, that it's being played as a cello concerto.
Right, because you said it was a string quartet before.
Yes, yeah. Oh.
Thrilling. Now, the second piece you'll be playing is actually written for cello and strings by a very fine cellist of the Soviet era that I hadn't heard about until I started doing a bit of research. Her name is Victoria Yagling. Now, she died in 2011, and this piece, this suite, is from 1967. So it's not new as in fresh off the page last week, but it's new as in who has heard this piece before? How did you find out about it?
Well, we have someone to thank in Phoenix. Elizabeth Longo McKinnon is the person who found this piece, and she's a member of the Musica Nova Orchestra. She's a cellist herself. I had never heard of this cellist and composer, and I am so thrilled to know her work because it's a really wonderful piece. And boy, she was quite a cellist. She won the Casado competition. She won silver in the Tchaikovsky, all when she was in her early 20s. And then gradually she ended up in Finland from Russia. And she wrote so much music that is just gorgeous. This piece in particular, it has four movements, and it's the form of it is really a little bit unusual. Usually you think, like, if it's a concerto, the first movement's going to show off the instrument and be rather the most profound movement, maybe. But this one, the first movement, starts off incredibly fast and is over in a flash. And then it moves on to this really beautiful singing aria, and then a sort of a jaunty humoresque. And then the last movement is a slow movement, and the harmonies are incredibly dissonant. It's almost painful. It really has that sort of Russian feel to it. The whole piece does.
And the pieces I've been listening to, they sound very inspired by, say, Shostakovich.
It reminds me of a little bit of Shostakovich and also Kabalevsky. It definitely has a flavor about it that you would say is, oh, it's probably going to be Russian. Just really, she has her own individual voice. One thing that's very fun for me learning this piece is that the part has her fingerings in it. And fingerings are a very personal thing. Everyone's hand works a little bit differently, And watching how her hand works in all of these passages, it's fascinating. I feel like I've gotten to know her on a certain level very well.
That's neat. And do the fingerings generally work for you, or do you have to change things up a lot or a little?
I've changed some things because obviously our hands work a little bit differently. But she is very specific with what string she wants you to be playing on, which means the color changes exactly where she had imagined it. So I'm staying true to that for sure.
Excellent. Rhonda, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone in Phoenix.
We're looking forward to having you here. Guest cellist Rhonda Ryder joins the Musica Nova Orchestra for two works on their Resistance and Unity Women Rise concert at the Musical Instrument Museum. She's playing Zecher by Rina Esmail and the Suite for Cello and Strings by Victoria Jagling. The program is Saturday evening, January 25th at 6. Tickets and more information at musicanovaaz.org. For the KBOC Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.